And we welcome you back to Corks and Stubbies. It's hour number two of our three-hour get-together as we talk high school wrestling here at Corks and Stubbies at Five Corners in Amherst. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Sean's been covering high school wrestling in the Lorain County area for many, many years. Great to have him here to add his expertise. And again, great to have all sorts of coaches from Lorain County that have made their way out to Corks and Stubbies for our first ever, but we hope it's the first of many, high school wrestling preview shows. And a huge thank you goes out to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And they are represented here tonight. And again, all sorts of wrestling coaches have made their way to Corks and Stubbies as well. Sean, we're going to jump right into it as far as the second hour is concerned.
All right, let's do it.
The head coach of Avon Lake. I thought you were going to do the intro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, Sean and I haven't worked together before, so we got to get that chemistry thing down as far as radio is concerned. Scott Peepers, the wrestling coach at Avon Lake, joins us here at the head table. And, Scott, great to have you here tonight. Thanks for coming out.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing this. This is awesome for Lorain County Wrestling, and we sure appreciate Cobos Insurance doing what they do as well.
And, obviously, Ohio Family Realty part of this as well tonight. So let's talk Shoreman Wrestling as far as the 2015-16 season is concerned. There were some young men out there on the mats that you're looking forward to big seasons from.
Well, first, we are a young team. I took the program over last year, and basically we had about three kids on the whole team.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in a bunch of freshmen last year, and we started sometimes up to 12 freshmen on our squad out of the 14 weight classes. So we are a young team this year. We have no seniors, three juniors, and 27 freshmen and sophomores. So we feel like we have a bright future ahead of us. Our guys are working hard. they wrestled all summer long. We had Josh Supancic in. We had Ben Stura in this summer. So we feel like we've worked hard. We're a better team this year. We're going to be starting mostly sophomores and juniors, but we're moving ahead.
Scott, take our listeners through how you get a program of three to a program of 30. I mean, how do you go out and literally walk the halls and recruit these kids to say, you got to get involved with Avon Lake Wrestling? What's your process?
Well, I luckily I was the middle school coach the year before, so I brought up 16 freshmen last year. It may have even been 17. And that really started the process. We also started a club 2 years ago. So we have about 80 kids in our club now. And that's just where we're at now. We're a young team. We're trying to build a program. We have about 30 kids on our team this year. But we expect to keep moving forward. And that's all we can do at this point. We do have some solid sophomores and some solid juniors. We have Jack Long, who's a junior this year. We expect him to do quite well. We have Tristan Olivencia as a junior starter this year, and we expect him to do well as well. But pretty much we have a lot of young sophomores, and they have experience. But, you know, this is the Southwestern Conference that we're in. We've expanded that conference. You know, we just, you know, last year we finished last in our conference, and we expect to be in the middle of the pack this year and just continue moving forward.
And I think I talked to you by email. Joey Bernoski, is he going to be wrestling? Or?
we're hoping Joey's going to be out. We expect him to be out. Okay. We expect he would be one of our seniors this year if he does come out. Right now he's kind of in a transition mode. He wrestled at Lorain last year,
right?
And he has come back to Avon Lake, so we are hoping for him to be out and do big things. We also expect another senior who's a quality wrestler to be out as well, Tanyan Gerald. He was injured his freshman year, has had a lot of knee problems, and we believe he will be out this year. So if we have those guys out, there'll be two seniors that we really look forward to for leadership and they are both quality wrestlers. Joey was a state qualifier his sophomore year, and Tanyan is a quality wrestler as well.
Yeah, because I had asked Josh from North Ridgeville how difficult it might be to have leaders that have varsity experience but not know how to get that next level. I mean, with a state qualifier, that would probably help a lot, having somebody be able to tell these younger kids what it takes to get up to that.
Absolutely. But at the same token, I will say that my young guys, they worked hard all summer. They are doing what we want them to do. And that's just improve every day, to work hard every day. And they're doing that. So we are seeing a lot of improvement from their freshman year to their sophomore year, especially having Josh Supancic in all summer long. We had him in once a week giving clinics to all our guys. Ben Stura from Cleveland State was in all summer giving clinics to our guys. We occasionally have John Kobos. You guys know Kobos and his son, who was a great wrestler. He comes in occasionally to give a clinic to our guys. So we are making huge improvements. But again, there's a big difference from being 15 years old and being a senior in high school.
Absolutely. Yeah. And kids tend to get impatient.
Yes.
Anybody that has kids knows that. So do you have to preach patience to these kids to say, listen, this is going to take a while?
Yeah. You know, our coaching staff, we have a real nice coaching staff, and we're not trying to push too hard, but we do preach, hey, every day we're going to work hard, and every day we're going to improve. We have Marcus Hefner, who is a state champ over at Garfield Heights, and, an NCAA two-time qualifier. He pretty much handles most of our technique. Jim Black is one of our coaches, and he's been, a head coach quite a bit around the area from Midview to Admiral King and so on. But he's an Avon Lake alumni, and we're happy to have him in our program. We have Dagan Duvall, who is a very quality coach, so we have a real nice coaching staff, and what we preach is improve every day. That's it. We're working hard every day to improve, and we're not trying to say, hey, you got to be, you got to win conference this year or be a state champ, but we're working in those directions, every day.
Yeah, Coach, I know it's difficult every season to kind of get ready for the season, stuff like that, but Avon Lake hosts a season opening kind of kickoff tournament. It's a big one. Does that kind of add a new element to kind of get ready, because you got to host that tournament and kind of get the guys ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Putting on a tournament's a lot of work, and especially at the beginning of the season like that. Our Knights of Columbus tournament is on the 4th and 5th of December this year. We're ready for it, and our Knights of Columbus tournament, pretty much hosted by Kobos, Mr. Kobos. He brings all the knights in.
I call him Bob.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of respect for Bob. He's been doing this tournament since, I want to say, 1981. So he's been.
Wow, and Bob was old in 81.
Yes, so he's been around a long time in our program, and has always promoted our program. So we're ready for the tournament, and we're
35.
Preparing our guys to get there.
So you got Bob behind you holding up 35 years. Like, you couldn't add that up, Coach. Yeah, you had to have Bob tell you it's 35 years.
I'm sure he knows. Yeah. He works hard.
Well, yeah, he's used to working with those actuaries. Those numbers come up real quick for him. So real quick before we let you go, just some final thoughts on your expectations, your goals for this upcoming year.
I think our goal this year is to finish in the middle of the pack with our young guys. We're looking for some of our sophomores to continue improving and look to place this year in the conference tournament, as opposed to last year just trying to get in there to get a third or a fourth. But we really are looking for some of our sophomores especially to step up this year. They really, we have such few upperclassmen that we're looking for our couple of juniors to take the lead them in the way, but really our big points are going to come from our sophomores.
And it makes the future very bright as well.
Yeah, we're really happy with the future of our program. I mean, we started a club 2 years ago. We have probably at least 80 kids in our club from K through 6. Our middle school program has improved. We're carrying almost 30 kids in our middle school program this year. And having 30 kids on our team this year, with no seniors and everybody coming back next year, with the possibility of another 12 kids coming in as freshmen next year and bringing our numbers up, you know, to 40 kids plus on our team. You know, we really feel we have a bright future. We're well supported by our athletic director, Norio Kuma, and our principal, Brad Coco. They really do support our program. And so our future really is bright, you know, with the coaching staff that we have, the hardworking individuals, athletes, student athletes that we have. So we're really looking forward to this year, and we're really looking forward to the future.
Absolutely.
I think that I've got so many people involved in the program right now. It's just such a blessing to have wonderful parents in Avon Lake and wonderful people who will take charge of some of those, you know, as a head coach, you just can't do everything. And to have, you know, Mr. Danninger as our president leading this group, and Al Hovar. I've got so many people involved that want to see our program succeed. It just makes us very happy, our coaching staff happy, our school happy, and frankly, we just look forward to the future.
Very cool.
Thank
Scott,
you very
we
much.
Appreciate you coming
we
out.
We appreciate you doing this for Lorain
no
County Wrestling, really.
Thank you. Scott Peepers, head coach at Avon Lake, as he joins us here at Corks and Stubbies, talking a little Shoreman Wrestling. Well, he's got his own cheering section over there. Wow. you got to be impressed with that. We've got all sorts of coaches lined up and ready to chat with us, so we'll take a quick timeout. We'll keep talking high school wrestling. Great to be here at Corks and Stubbies. The guys are enjoying the fabulous food, obviously a great atmosphere, and we're glad to talk wrestling. So stay with us on our preview. I think we're going to talk. What are we going to talk next? We'll figure that out during the break. Midview? Yeah, we're going to talk Midview next. All right. We'll talk some mini wrestling next. So stay with us. It's our wrestling preview. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.